Five Results of the First Govardhan Puja by Krishna's Mercy.
Katyatam me pit koyam sambramo va upagat kim phalam kasya voddesh kenva sadhyate mak.
Quote, "My dear father, I am very respectfully and humbly inquiring. What is this arrangement? Why you are busy in making some sacrificial ceremony? What is the reason and what is the result? For whose benefit is it and by what means will it be accomplished?" Srimad Bhagavatam 10.24.3.
It all began with an innocent question. Kim Phalam? What was the use? What was the purpose to the work the people of the community were engaged in? Why was everyone moving in a particular direction? What were they looking to gain? They were not known for wasting effort. It seemed that every part of the day had some connection to the same overall goal of living a pious life, of following Dharma. The innocent question was from an innocent child towards the respected leader, who also happened to be the father. If anyone would know the answer, it would be Nanda Maharaj. Of course, the child was not as innocent as he made himself out to be, with his adorable vision and all. He also had a plan. He wanted to start a new tradition, one that would provide sufficient justification for following Dharma in a manner pleasing to the highest being of all.
1. A satisfied Govardhan.
The people of Gokul Vrindavan decided to transition, turning on a dime. An abrupt change of plans. A halt to the succession of allegiance to the tradition of Indrayajna. For this particular year, instead of satisfying the King of Heaven with an elaborate sacrifice, the same preparations would be directed towards the nearby Govardhan Hill. Krishna gave the idea. He was a little persistent. There was no time to waste, you see. Govardhan gave so much to the community. The cows loved going there. Since the hill made the cows happy, that benefit extended to everyone else. Why not show a little appreciation? Krishna gave further instruction as to the manner of the worship. There would be varieties of the best food preparations offered to the hill. The resulting prasadam would be distributed liberally to everyone and all classes. Even the animals would honor the remnants. By every indication, the puja was a success. Sri Krishna briefly spoke to the residents. He took the form of the hill and gave validation to the proceedings. The residents were advised to create a tradition moving forward, to worship Govardhan every year.
2. A reveal of the influence of wrath.
Of course, that first Govardhan Puja is well known for more reasons than just the offerings made and the satisfaction of the hill. The immediate aftermath is also something to remember. This newly started tradition was at the expense of Indra, the King of Heaven. That worship which had previously taken place was not to an imaginary figure. The devas are indeed satisfied by yajna.
Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhava yagyad bhavti parjanyo yagya karma samudbhava.
Quote, "All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rain. Rains are produced by performance of yajna, sacrifice, and yajna is born of prescribed duties." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.14.
The residents of that farm community would now get to witness firsthand the power of the rain. The same rain that nourished their fields would now fall in such abundance, in so short a time, that it would wash everyone away. They had followed the young Krishna, but what power did that son of Nanda have in stopping a force so great that it could only be described as a calamity of heavenly origins?
3. An auspicious vision.
Govardhan was worshipped in a peaceful manner. Govardhan was satisfied with the offerings presented by the people. Govardhan was ready to be worshipped in the future, in an unbreaking tradition. The association with Govardhan was not finished, however. Sri Krishna averted the crisis created by Indra through utilizing Govardhan as an umbrella. The young child held the hill on top of the pinky finger of his left hand. Everyone took shelter underneath. The hill was indeed useful enough to thwart heavenly attack.
4. A beautiful set of prayers.
If attempting to categorize the content of the sacred text known as Bhagavata Purana, depicted in something like a pie chart, then a large portion would be prayer. Different people, within different circumstances, with different angles of vision, with different justifications, offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The case of Indra was contrition. He felt sorry for what had happened. He had succumbed to the forces of envy and wrath. The same Vishnu he had always worshipped, with whom he had always been aligned, was briefly viewed as a rival. The defeat was auspicious, however. All is well that ends well. Indra's wrath is well known even to this day, but so are his prayers to Sri Krishna. There is no lasting enmity, and the entire affair is a wonderful event from history that devotees can look back upon fondly.
5. A blessing for the future.
As we are still talking about it today, that first Govardhan Puja was also a kind of blessing. If there is ever any doubt as to the meaning of the verse from Bhagavad Gita calling for full surrender, if there is any desire to measure the potency of the one known as Adhokshaja, if there is ever any question as to where to direct offerings, to whom to offer sacrifice, the lifter of that hill provided full clarity.
Sarva dharman parityagya, mam ekam sharanam vraj. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo, moksha yishyami ma shucha.
Quote, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.66.
In closing,
through vision of full clarity, a future blessing in charity, that if ever suffering from doubt, feeling direction and purpose without, just that incident one time recall, where rain incessantly to fall, and Krishna that hill on hand to place, Govardhan the danger to erase.